Have you ever heard somebody say, "Hey, I think you could do that," and they would turn around and say, "Oh, I couldn't do that. I'm just a nobody." Anybody ever heard anybody say that? Hello? Well, there are too many people think that way. They don't realize they are somebody God created to be in a certain place in life, at their work and at the church. Now let's look at Exodus chapter 3. This is Moses at the burning bush. I'm going to read two translations, the NLT and then the Good News Bible. "Now go, for I'm sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt." But Moses protested and said, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" Now the Good News Bible says, "Now I'm sending you to the king of Egypt, so you can lead my people out of his country." And Moses said to God, "I'm a nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Moses looked at himself as a nobody, but God was looking at him as somebody. There are too often too many people remain nobodies when God wants them to step up and become somebodies. We need to get a vision that we are somebody going somewhere to do something for God. Or I might say it like this. We need to realize we are somebody going somewhere to do something for God, and that is to raise hell. Now that's R-H-A-Z, raise. R-A-Z-E, yeah, raise. That means tear down, destroy. All right, if you didn't know what that means. I thought I'd just throw that in there. It wasn't in my notes. God wants you to know that each and every one of us have a place in the body of Christ, or the ecclesia, the church, the general overall church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we also have a place in our local church. He's given gifts and talents to everybody. You have the necessary equipment to function in the place that God wants you to function in. You may have to develop some skills, and you may even have to get some training, but God has designed you to be somebody in your place. Now, I use him as an example a lot of times. I appreciate you. Are you here? There he is, right over there. He found his place as an usher in this church in 1985, and he's been there ever since. See, we need to find our place and function in that position. And I look around and I see many of the ushers that have been functioning in that position for a number of years because they found a place. You are somebody God created and put in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:18. "But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it." See, this is how God has designed his church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and the local church. Now, when I'm saying church, I'm meaning both. The church of, or the body of Christ, you might call it. It's called several things, but I like it when they call it the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that tells you who you are, the ecclesia, the called out ones. And Paul says that in 12:18, "But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it." So this is how God has designed the human body. But Paul says, using the human body as an example of the different parts that God has strategically placed in the body of Christ, in the overall body and in the local body. You know, when you think about the human body, it's a wonder. It's a miraculous piece of equipment. Let's call it that way. We understand it. I mean, everything complements and works in harmony. You know, I was watching the other day, and they were talking about how that things are designed and put together that used to be all done by human, but now it's done by a machine. And they were talking about how that machine had, and it's operated by the computer, has many, many functions and parts, but if one part doesn't function properly, then the piece of equipment that it is working on is flawed. Hello. Our body is that way. When something's not working right, nothing works right. I mean, it affects the whole body. Nobody ever thinks much about the little toe, but you stump that little toe and you'll find out how much it is needed and how much you need to appreciate it. Anybody ever done that? Man, it hurts too. And you have trouble walking for a few days because it's so sore. But you hardly ever think about it until you do that. You see, each member of our body is important for its function. God has designed the body that way, and He designed the church that way. You know, imagine if your eye said, I don't like being up here, I want to be down on the foot. It'd be hard to see, wouldn't it? Hello. See, many Christians become frustrated because they're not where they want to be. And so they begin to look for some other place. I don't like this, so I like what they're doing, so I'm gonna go over and take their place. Or that, you know, my dad used to say this all the time. Stay where God put you until He tells you to move. Otherwise, you're gonna mess everything up. Your own life and the lives of people around you. God wants all of us to be somebody's where He has put us, you know. Now you take me. Now I've always been able to speak. I did it in high school. I did it down in grade school. I was in plays and everything else. And my first grade teacher said, "Hagin, you're different from the other kids." Said they all. I try to ask them to get up and speak in front of the class. Said you just get up there and do whatever need to be done. You don't seem to be afraid at all. But you see, that's something I've had all of my life. But you don't want me to get up here on this front line with Anthony and try to sing. That's not my talent. That's not what I was designed to do. If you've ever noticed, God usually puts people in positions that they have the talent in the natural to fulfill that position. Anybody ever notice that? Hello. You know, now He does call some people that, but if He calls you and tells you to do something, then He will give you the talent and the equipment to accomplish the job. Some people, they get unhappy and frustrated because They're not where they want to be. It's not where you want to be. It's where you can function in the body and become somebody doing what you're supposed to do. Now, let's go something. I want to go here because this illustrates what I'm talking about, I think. Matthew 25:14. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion, now get this, in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earn 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, the master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used the money. This is interesting. Most people don't pick up on that. But he divided among them not evenly. He divided according to their abilities. That is an example of God with us. He is giving us positions and things according to our ability. Do you know there are some people, and I probably got some in this congregation, that would never think of getting on this stage. In fact, if you think they think about it, they start getting nervous and scared. Don't look at me like that. So, you can ask any of our teachers here that are in charge of our, where people have to get up in front of the class and do a short 5-minute or 10-minute sermon. And there are some people that they are so afraid that they won't even come to class whenever they're supposed to go teach. Go to minister. And I see our instructor shaking her head. Now, there's no use of them trying to get in a position where they've got to get in front of people and talk. But they have other abilities that they can accomplish something in the kingdom of God. And we are all put in the kingdom of God to become somebodies, not nobodies. I want everybody to say this. I am a somebody in God's kingdom. I am not a nobody. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I am a somebody because I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Now you need to think of yourself as somebody. Every one of you has some talents and abilities. So get in an area where you understand what your abilities are and get in that position. The master understood each one of his servants' abilities, and he divided among them according to their ability. This is how God has assigned each of us. God knows what we're capable of accomplishing. Come on now. Now, some people don't like this because, well, I believe that God could do anything with anybody. Yeah, he can. But you know what? He usually uses people in a position that they can fulfill. Hello? God knows the level of pressure that you can operate under. Some people can't operate under pressure. Some people are not leaders. They're followers. And that's all right. Because you got to have, if anything's going to be accomplished, you got to have a leader and you got to have followers or people to help. He knows your personality. There's no use to put somebody with a personality that's not really good in our connection team. Come on now. Some of you are getting it. The others, maybe they'll get it in a little while. God, see somebody start to laugh. You know, you got to have a good personality, a friendly personality, and you got to be able not to, to walk up to strangers and say, "Hello, we're so glad to have you. My name is such and such. How can I assist you this morning coming as you come to Rhema," so forth and so on. Some people used to ask me, they said, "Well, you travel with your dad all your life. You travel when you were a little kid. You travel when you were a teenager." And I said, "Yep, we go to church. I'd go up to the kids when I was 6, 7 years old. I'd go up to the kids and say, 'Hey, we're going to be here a couple of weeks. I'm the evangelist's son. What do y'all do around here for fun?'" Hello. And when I got to be a teenager, same thing. In fact, one of my friends, his dad traveled a little bit, and he said, "I just hate it." He said, "I go to that church, and I just sit there, and nobody says anything." I said, "Well, go talk to them." "Oh, no, I couldn't do that at all." "Well," I said, "then just sit where you are." I mean, you got to learn how you are. I'm just that way. My wife says I could talk to a signpost. When the kids were teenagers and we had the motorhome and we used to go out with our three-wheelers and go, you know, camping and riding the three-wheelers, she'd have something ready. We'd be in and she said, "Where's your dad?" And they said, "Well, no." I said, "Well, go find him. He's out there talking to somebody on the campground." And I was just me. You see, know who you are. Know your personality. Know your skill levels. Know where you fit best. God has a place for you. But don't try to be something you're not. You know, over the years, we've had people that would try out for the music. I'm going all the way back to before we ever had the church, and then after we had the church, because we had a music program here at the school, and people would say, in fact, we used to, sometimes we had a little choir that would go out in different churches and represent the school and so forth. And, you know, since the church started, we had people come and audition for the music. And then because they didn't make it, they get mad and go to another church. Well, if they didn't make it, it's because they can't sing. Hello. If you ever notice, Brother Tad and sometimes Rob, when they get up here, if there's been a song going, they'll get and they'll start singing up here. You know, I don't do that. You ever looked at a keyboard? Back here on this keyboard, somebody said, "Well, you're taking long." That's all right. We don't have to stay in line with it. We don't have to get out at a certain time. There's cracks in between these notes. Anybody ever notice that? Huh? That's where I sing, the crack. Don't laugh at me. Some of you do the same thing. Benny, do good. You're laughing at me. You do the same thing. I know. I've stood beside of you when you're singing. Some people can sing, and some people just think they can sing. And some people can preach, and some people just think they can. Come on now. Let's get real. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that we are all important in the body of Christ. We are somebody's in the body of Christ. We are all important. But let's stay with where our talents are and where we can be the best, serve the best. You know, Psalms 34:6 in NLT says, "In my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened, and he saved me from my troubles." Now, contemporary English says it this way: "I was a nobody, but I prayed, and the Lord saved me from all my troubles." David here said he's a nobody. You know, God specializes in taking nobodies and making somebodies. You know, only heaven. Then will you see the full impact that each person has made. You know, there's a short list of nobodies that God raised up. David from a nobody to the king, Gideon from a nobody to a deliverer, Jehu from a nobody to the king of Israel, Peter and John, stinky fishermen who became apostles, Philip, a deacon who became an evangelist, Epaphroditus, a man who we don't know much about, but God used him mightily to help the apostle Paul. Now we know Luke from one of the Gospels, but actually Luke was a physician and he traveled with Paul. Hello. Actually, what's in the Bible where he wrote, actually that and the book of Acts are just letters to a friend that he wrote. And it just gives about Christ, and then about, that's how he got, all we know about the Apostle Paul in Acts is because Luke was traveling with him and wrote it. Hello. See, some people are just designed to be in that ministry of helps position. This Epaphroditus was in the ministry of helps. Hello. I've heard Anthony, as he talks about Rhema out on the road, he talks about how he thought he wanted to be, he thought he'd go to the pastor's class because he didn't know what he said, you know. And he said, "I got up there and that first morning I go in there, that pastor's class, and I'd look at him and I'd say, 'So you think you're going to want to be a pastor? What are you going to do when this happens? What are you going to do when this happens? What are you going to do when that happens?'" And Anthony said, "I realized right then I'm going to sing as long as God wants me to sing." And then he goes on and talks about how important it is. And he said, "What I learned is how to use my gift and help the pastor." And I'm so grateful in this congregation, we have so many people that have understood the ministry of helps, and you have become a somebody in the ministry of helps, helping Rhema Bible Church. But also, you're helping the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you do that. Now, here in the contemporary English Bible, in 1 Peter 2:9-10, "But you are God's chosen and special people. You are a group of royal priests, a holy nation. God has brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Now you must tell all the wonderful things that he has done," the scriptures say. "Once you were a nobody, now you're God's people. At one time, no one had pity on you, but now God has treated you with kindness." See, let me see this. You know, this is what they said about Jesus in Isaiah 53:3 in the contemporary English. "He was hated and rejected. His life was filled with sorrow and trouble, suffering. No one wanted to look at him. We despised him and said he's a nobody." God raised up nobodies in Bible times, and he'll raise up nobodies in modern times. You're a network. We are a network of God, of believers. See, Ephesians 4:16 says he makes the whole body fit together perfectly, and as each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts to grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. The body of Christ is a network. The local church is a network consisting of many members. But this verse describes that each person is doing their special work in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the local church, so that it can grow and be healthy and full of love. Notice each part has it, Paul says, has its own special work. No one is unnecessary or unimportant or insignificant. I don't care who you are, what you are doing, you are functioning in a place that you need to be so that everything can work together. Each person has different skills and talents, but each one is evenly important. Now, behind that screen, now there's a window, used to be before we put the screen there. That's where everything that's going on this, everything that's going up there, and everything that's going out, everything that's coming from these cameras goes up there, and they do all whatever they got to do and put it together. Also, that's where it's being recorded. Hello. But nobody ever sees the 5 or 6, 8 people. I don't know how many is up there. Maybe 10. I don't know how many is up there. But no, you don't ever see them. But I tell you what, if they all walked out of that place right now, and the sound person walked out back there, we'd find out how important they are. Especially the people that are our e-church out there. God bless all y'all. Y'all is important too, where you're at. Hello. A network is where many things or people are connected and work together. You know, in the body of Christ, each person has a specific place and function. Together, our efforts can be multiplied and the harvest of souls will be increased. You know, now we're talking about nets working together. Remember, after Jesus had preached, he told Peter to go out there and let his net down. And he did, and he's catching so many fish, he had to holler for John to bring his boat out there, and he got his net, and the both nets working together, they got a big load of fish. Now, this is a picture of the members of the body of Christ functioning in their position in the church, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, and in the local church to receive a great harvest for the kingdom of God. You know, Rhema, every person involved in Rhema. Now you realize I say Rhema, you got to realize I'm not just talking about here. I'm talking about churches all over the U.S., churches all over the world. I'm talking about the Rhema schools all over the world. Do you realize that that's a network? Rhema is a network. And it says, prophesied that Rhema would play a major role in the last day revival and bringing back Jesus. Now you can see how it can happen, because as we all function in our position where God has put us, we become a network. Hello. Way back, when I first started talking about RMAI and Rhema schools and all, one individual said, I couldn't see that, but now that you started talking, I see it's a network. That was way back in the 80s. Well, that network is growing. Some of you work in offices where everything is connected on a network, and as the company expands, then there's more people get involved in the network. How many know what I'm talking about? Huh? We are important in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as a whole and as a local body, because we are a network working. God created you to be somebody doing something for the in the body of Christ. Somebody said, well, how can I know about that? How can I know? Well, ask God to show you who you are and where you need to do what you need to do. Now, he's not going to put all of you up here. That's your own idea. Number one, I don't mean it wrongly or badly, but I have seen people say, oh, yeah, I want to become a pastor. Well, they couldn't even pastor dogs, much less people. I don't mean that wrongly, but you know what I mean? People, I'm talking about people that are trying to get in a position that they don't have the ability to do. But they do have the ability to be an important cog or an important thread in the net of the whole church, so that the whole thing will work properly. Now, another thing, here's where people got to get real honest. What are your gifts? What are your talents? Oh, well, I can do this. You can? Why haven't you ever done it before? Come on now, don't sit there and get quiet on me. If you think you can do something and you got the talent for it, then do it. Hello. I'm not going to try to play the piano. I took lessons for a little while. My mom had me taking lessons. As soon as she went out of the room, I'm out the door to go play football with the boys out in the lot out there. You know, this when I was 6, 7 years old, 8. You know, she finally decided that I didn't have that wasn't my talent. Hello, come on now. See, what are your talents? And then, where are you using those talents to bring the most glory to the kingdom of God? There are too many people sitting in churches all over the U.S. and right here that have got some talents, but you're doing nothing but sitting on them. So I want to encourage you, get up and become a somebody doing something for the kingdom of God, because you are needed in your spot, and until you get involved, stuff is not going to happen like it should. Heavenly Father, I tried to talk to these people today about getting involved and being a part of the body of Christ and being a part of the local body. Father, I thank you that you administer to every heart in the place now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.